Introduction to the 1985 edition. This new edition of my book has been published 8 years after the first. I initially wrote this book to avoid repeating time and again the same recommendations to my students, and since then the book has circulated widely. I am grateful to those colleagues who still recommend it to their students. I am most grateful to those students who discovered it by chance after years of trying unsuccessfully to complete their college degree, and who wrote to me and said that these pages had finally encouraged them to start the thesis, or to finish one they had started. I must take some responsibility for facilitating an increase in the number of Italian college graduates, although I am not sure that this is a good thing. Although I wrote this book based on my personal university teaching experience, and with the humanities in mind, I discovered that it was useful to almost everyone, since it focuses on the spirit, mentality, and research methods required to write a good thesis, rather than on its content. Therefore, this book has been read by people not pursuing, or not yet pursuing, university degrees, and even by middle school students preparing research projects or reports. This book has been translated into the languages of foreign countries that have different thesis requirements. Naturally, editors in those countries have made some adjustments, yet it seems that on the whole, they have been able to retain the general argument. This does not surprise me, since the methods necessary to conduct high-quality research at any level of complexity are the same all over the world. When I was writing this book, the reform of the Italian university had not yet been implemented. In the original introduction, I suggested that this book was appropriate not only for the traditional laurea thesis, but also for the PhD thesis that was about to be implemented as part of these reforms. I believe my prediction was sensible, and today I feel I can present these pages even to a PhD student. Although, I hope that a PhD student has already learned these things. One never knows. In the introduction to the first edition, I talked about the shortcomings of the Italian university, shortcomings that made my little book useful to the many thousands of students who otherwise lack the instruction to successfully complete their thesis. Today, I would happily send the remaining copies of this book to the